Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text that I have chosen for this morning's sermon is the epistle from Ephesians, which was read a few minutes ago. On Friday, I received a call from a group that wanted to take a survey of our church, really more of a poll. It started with the usual demographic type questions, but then some of the questions, in my opinion, became a little silly. How often do you teach the members of your congregation to be nice to other Christians? How often do you teach members of your congregation to be kind to unbelievers? As I repeatedly told the young lady, I couldn't answer these types of questions. I generally don't preach sermons on being kind to each other or the unchurched because it's what we do. We are faithful Christians, so we treat everyone with kindness and love. That's not to say we don't need reminders. Sometimes we do. And one goal of many of my sermons is to get you to see that you are different. You are different than the unbelievers around you. And this encompasses your entire life. Once you were like the unbelievers. Once you were darkness, but no longer. Now you have been called by God. And this means that you are a child of light. In a series of lectures way back in 1884, the president of the Missouri Synod, C.F.W. Walther, said that it is a fundamental error for pastors to treat their members as if they were still unbelievers. Walther was a brilliant man. He knew his scriptures well. And I think he found the reasoning behind this statement in the words of St. Paul. A few verses before our text, Paul talks about what the Ephesian Christians used to be. They used to be immoral and impure and covetous. They used to be crude jokers with filthy minds. He brings this up to remind them that what they were was a problem. Because those who live in such a way are not saved. They have no inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. This sounds harsh, and it is, but it's also true. Those who do not believe, Paul says, are darkness. Not that they were in the dark, but that they are actually darkness because they are lacking the light of Christ. The Ephesian Christians used to be like them, but now they are different. Paul says, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." When they were brought to faith, they were enlightened by Christ. He dispelled the darkness of their hearts, their souls, and their minds. He shone into their lives and showed them a new way of living, a life centered on the forgiveness of sins that he gives and on a life that is centered on him. The verse that our sermon hymn is based on says, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." That was probably a portion of a baptism hymn. It describes how people are awakened by Christ with his light, and then they are given life. One of the other questions the lady asked was, "How often do you ask people to make a commitment to Christ?" I told her, never. I explained, maybe more than she wanted to hear, that we don't make a commitment to Jesus. He makes one to us. That's why we're changed. Not because we decided to change, but because he has come into us and he has changed us. He has taken us from what we used to be, and he has changed us because he is the light of the world. He is God's one and only Son. He came to a dark, dark world, preaching the gospel that brought light to the darkened souls. In the gospel, he opened the eyes of a man born blind, gave him sight. He did so much more than that, though. Because you see what happened when the man realized who Jesus was? He fell down at his feet and worshiped him. This is the result of a light piercing the darkness of sin and unbelief. This man would never again be the same. And the truth is for you as well. You will never again be the same when you are brought to faith. Now, all of this would have been for nothing had Jesus not continued his ministry of light by dying on the cross and plunging the world into darkness. The light of the world was extinguished ever so briefly to show the extent of God's wrath on sin and unbelief. The darkness was thick, impenetrable for 3 hours, and then the light came out. This sunlight, though, paled in comparison to the light of the risen Christ 3 days later. That light will never again be extinguished. It will never be darkened. And this is the light that shines in you. Paul's words were written a long, long time ago. Walther's a long time ago. But the truth of their message hasn't changed. And this is what I want you to know today. You were destined to be shut out of heaven. You had no part in the inheritance of heaven. You were darkness. But not anymore. You have been brought to faith, so you are no longer darkness, you are light. The light of Christ has been shined on your dark lives, and he has opened your eyes to his light. And this light gives life and forgiveness. It gives you that inheritance in heaven. This is yours, no ifs, ands, or buts. His light has given you forgiveness, and it has given you new existence. Once upon a time, you were unaware of your sin. You didn't know God's desires. You lived like the Ephesian Christians did before they were Christians, but no longer. Those days are gone. You can see your sin when you start to creep back to the darkness. And when you've sinned, you need to know that you are forgiven. You are a child of light. And the devil, he wants you to walk in the darkness. It's what he was tempting the Ephesian Christians to do. And it's what he wants you to do. He wants you to do what you used to do. But Christ, he enables you to walk in the light. And he walks with you. He walks with you because he is the perfect goodness and righteousness and truth that Paul talked about in his epistle. He talks about his death and resurrection and how he has changed you. He has done it all for you. And now you demonstrate the fruit of light by the way that you live. Your light means that you are different. Paul says it this way, walk as children of light and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. There is no Christian twilight. There is no place where Christian life and unbelief darkness coexist. You cannot walk in the dark and in the light. We walk as children of the light. We do so because God has given us His Holy Spirit, who leads us to God's Word, who leads us so that we can discern how God really wants us to live. We no longer embrace the activities of the dark. Rather, we expose them for what they are, death and destruction. We shine the light of Christ as we speak out on the things that are tearing our world and our children apart. We speak out against the practice of abortion, the abuse of the innocent, the mistreatment of the vulnerable. We expose the evil of this world for what it is. And we do this for two reasons. First, so that we will convict people of their sin, so that people will see the darkness in which they live and they will repent, because we want them to see the darkness of their lives and know that the light Christ gives to us, He offers to them as well. And we walk as children of the light so that we would support and encourage other Christians. We want our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to know that they are not alone, that not only are we with them, but Jesus continues to shine His light on them. And by His grace, we walk in the light. And by His grace, we will never again step into the darkness. I guess I owe the lady an apology, because I just did, sort of, tell you to be nice to others. There's more to it than that, though, and you know that. Jesus has shown the light of forgiveness into you, onto you, and now you are different. You are a child of light. So yes, you are nice to people, but everything about you is different. You have left the darkness. You have stepped into the light. And you shine your light not to show people how wonderful you are, but to show people how wonderful God is. As St. Peter says in his epistle, shine your light so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is what we do. And may God grant us grace to always shine the light He has given to us. Amen. Now the peace which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.